Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We gotta call it off right now. Sorry, this is a deal breaker. Bye.
Boy, well, whatever that just was, it's a deal breaker because this guy's making you talk like a crazy person. You have sexually transmitted crazy mouth. Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal Breaker is a segment where, okay, Reggie, you don't have to do it too. All right, Kevin, you can stop.
I just wanted to be a part of it.
I understand. Deal Breaker is where we get to decide what Colby. Just do it, Colby. All right.
Okay.
Deal Breaker is where we try and figure out the moments where, you know what, it's just not going to work. Maybe she was too much of a... Oh.
For show.
Yeah?
You think that could be a deal breaker?
If she cheats on you once, is that it?
Yep.
Depends on what's going on.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. 877-881-1053. You can text in right now and let us know what your deal breakers are.
Sometimes, though, if they cheat on you, they come back.
Because they're like, oh, I'm never going to find anybody like you.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, I made a mistake. You're like, yep. Sorry. No second chance. Not for that.
Did you say no sex chance?
No second chance.
I think he actually had a Freudian slip and just was like,
oh, yeah,
no sex chance.
They definitely had a sex chance.
All right. Okay. Let's ask this question. Is it a deal breaker if they have ritualistic sex chance?
Like an Eyes Wide Shut again?
No, like they chant things before they get into the bedroom or on the way to the bedroom.
What?
I don't know.
Are you talking about legs crossed and their fingers in the OK symbol and on both sides?
Float into the room.
It depends what they say.
If they float into the room, no, that's not a deal breaker.
That's awesome.
That's a thing.
Because like if they roll in and they're like, be aggressive, you're like, okay, this could be all right.
Now, would it be a deal breaker if they were female dolls? Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, I'm concerned.
Dalzim?
Yeah. I wouldn't want, I can't think of a way to say this without y'all stopping the show. So, yes, I would prefer if, never mind, my answer's no, I'm out.
You start, maybe
I would like for you to continue explaining what you were trying to explain because I don't know where you were trying to go.
I wouldn't, perhaps hypocritical given my state, but I wouldn't want to hook up with a girl that was bald. I mean, that's the one place she's supposed to have hair.
Okay, so she has hair.
Oh, the female doll scene.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I would just worry about if everything stretched, if her boobs, when you grab a hold of them, would start just stretching out.
Also, she's got a kid.
No, it's just the...
You know. I think I'm out.
From
Yoga Flame.
From the 817 Razor Stubble. Around the...
We'll see.
Around the... on the chest pieces.
Man, okay, that would be a deal breaker, but also hairy armpits, I think is super gross. I just do. And I mean, if you can get it done every day, ladies, that would be great because I just think it's nasty.
From the 817, Margot Robbie can do chants and be bald, and I'm still good with it.
Listen, we all have the one. We all have the one that we're like, yes, she can do whatever she wants. But this is an everyday deal breaker. Like, you're not going to meet Margot Robbie anytime soon. I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm sorry. That's not going to happen for you. Maybe you are. You know what? I hope you do. I really do. But this is just every day you go on a date or you're with somebody you're hooking up with. And ladies, I know you're listening. You can text in too, 877-881-1053. This is ladies' night.
Is it?
What about this from the 979? Deal breaker, a woman who doesn't wear thongs or G-strings. Like all the time? Or you mean like ever, like they're opposed to it?
Like they don't want anything sliding up in that direction.
And that'll give you a hint about other.
What if that's all they wear?
You have. I mean, I can't imagine that would be a deal breaker. That'd be weird if you're like, you were wearing too much sexy underwear.
And they're like, that because it's comfortable. How does that work? But you don't say anything. You just enjoy it.
A lot of wedgies as a kid.
Hold on. Is it 949 and that's a real life alert?
What?
Huh?
Ooh.
Turning. Or hold on. Crap. Wrong segment.
That's a, what?
Who's turning? Who's on. Turning into what?
This is a different. I dated a girl from Arkansas who got met. Okay, I can't read that. Dang it.
What about this from the 817? Deal breaker. You just killed my dream of meeting Margot Robbie. Now I'm turning off the radio.
I'm sorry.
You just cost us a listener.
I'm sorry. Come back.
Oh, from the 214. This is a good question. Deal breaker if she doesn't flush the toilet after each use.
You ever walked in on it and been like, aw.
As long as it's pee, that doesn't really bother me. And sometimes in the middle of the night, if I get up to pee, I just go right back to bed and forget to flush because who cares?
But what, you know,
if it's
not,
the other thing, yeah.
You're kicking her out for
out.
That?
Out.
Man, I don't know. It's an accident. I knew this girl once that whenever she would go, I guess she ate styrofoam or something because every time she...
What?
Oh, the floater?
It would just stay.
It wouldn't go?
It would never flush.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, why is this happening all the time? Because she ate styrofoam.
I mean, she flushes, it just doesn't work.
Okay.
So, somebody says granny panties are a deal breaker from the 432.
And by the way, like, should we throw this out there as an advisory for ladies? Like, if it's not the boy short or the thong, like, there's a good chance we think it's a granny panty, even if you don't. Because you'll hear them be like, oh, no, it's a blah, blah, blah. And you're like, it looks like old lady underwear.
I don't care.
I know that you don't.
I don't care.
Are hairy legs a problem?
Okay. So,
because you said the hairy underarms a deal.
Yeah, the hairy legs didn't bother me as much because I dated a girl who's a swimmer.
Didn't she swim the English Channel?
She did, but like you would just have to remember, don't ever run your hand up her leg, just run it down her leg and then you'll never notice. But that one time that you do kind of kills the moment.
Deal breaker for the 214 if she posts slutty pics all over social media.
You know what I think is even worse than that is the people with the vague ask for prayers. They're like, oh, don't ask me, but prayers.
Hold
please.
On. So you're okay with the
oh yeah
the pictures?
Yeah,
the promiscuous pictures.
Because at least I know what I'm getting. Like she's kind of a hoe. I can either deal with that or not. But I don't want to be dating like the Joker or the Riddler. I guess the Riddler, I should say, is like, oh, please send me prayers. Can't tell you why. Well, keep it to yourself then.
The occasional one of those I'm okay with. The
but
constant...
it's the people that do it all the time, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm
We've
tweeting,
all got
I'm
people like that on our Facebook.
Tweeting that right now.
Yeah.
Prayers for Kevin.
Not, don't put for me.
Coretto, thank Kevin.
Please don't tag me on that.
Thoughts and prayers.
Hashtag. What do you hashtag? Thoughts and prayers? Thoughts and prayers.
No. Please
there
stop.
You go. Wait, tweet. Done.
I'm the 214. Hot, stinky dragon breath.
What's wrong with dragon breath?
If it's hot, stinky dragon breath?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing there's...
I mean, I'm not like... I'm just asking what's wrong with it.
If it's constant to where nothing they do fixes it...
Mm-hmm.
And they just constantly have, you know, the hot, stinky, oh my goodness, what happened to the stuff in your mouth?
Okay.
Yeah, that could be a deal breaker.
I'm conflicted, though, because I like ladies who like dragons.
From the 817.
Never mind.
I don't know how to say this part of the body.
Butt crack?
Yeah.
Dark butt crack. Because they didn't wipe?
Well, no, I think it's just
get all the way up there?
No, I don't think it's from that. Like, sometimes the, you know, dry skin, things rub together, just skin happens weirdly.
So their
you know?
Butt cheeks rub together and it makes a dark patch?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, I've seen it.
You know what I'm talking about,
I know
though?
What you're talking about.
I know I what they're talking about. I just don't know how to explain how it happened. But I understand that. That's a right. visual thing. Now, you don't see that when the lights are off, right?
No.
Unless you saw it before and now that's all you can think about.
You still know it's there.
Are you Googling
yeah,
that?
I typed in, how do you get dark butt crack? Oh, well, it's on Baby Center, so I don't know. There's a Pinterest theme for it. Oh, yeah. No, here's a question on Yahoo. Does everyone have dark? Okay. I think that's like the other side. Does everyone have dark skin between the legs and butt crack? Okay, here we go. Here's the question. I don't know why, but between my legs, it's really dark skin, and my other part of my skin is white. So why is it like that? Does everyone have it like that? And around the butt crack is dark, too. My butt is white. Ha ha. But that part is pretty dark skin. Does everyone have that going on down there? How do you get rid of it? If so, what type of cream do you use? Please give me a full name, something I can go to Walgreens and buy. Oh, there's more! Is that a turnoff? Would they have sex with you if it's dark down there? Sweet Jesus! I wish I hadn't said most of that.
Hey, Reggie.
Crap.
Mark down everything that was just said.
Especially that.
Dang it.
So...
Dude.
It didn't answer any of my questions either.
Did they find something at Walgreens to make it better?
Man, I have to go back to that page.
I love when an impromptu reading the internet session breaks out on our show because the internet's a crazy place that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And that was amazing. Oh my God, he's shocked.
Look at him. There's... Oh my God. I cannot answer that. I cannot read that answer.
Just use some lotion.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I'll use an abbreviation.
Some Cornhuskers lotion.
This person said, well, at first they had darker skin around their V, if that's what you're asking. But yeah, all the skin in that region is darker than their normal skin tone. I don't know why. At first I thought I was a freak and I had a disease. Not HIV or STD, though, just like a skin disease. But now it's normal. Don't sweat it. Guys won't care. It's usually dark when you're having sex, you know?
Somebody tweeted me, Kevin, and said, what happened to Kevin?
See? Man, come on!
That's funny. All right, man. That's it for tonight's list.
Some people were recommending bleaching. And
I've seen that gone wrong.
Somebody said,
are you talking about Sammy Sosa?
No, just a girl that was bleaching that area.
And somebody said they needed to go to their OBGYN.
You go in between the mountains and there's the sun. It's weird.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. I know we got to go, Reggie, but hold on. Okay. Young but old, a decade ago, had the following response.
Young but old.
Okay. There's this bleaching cream you can get at Walmart. And from what I've seen, there's tons of girls with that a lot. Don't worry. Guys aren't interested on what your skin color is unless they're pervs. That's a weird answer, but I felt like you guys needed to know that. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.